revolution. Sun going down, gonna rise up again.
When Terry talked with Paul McCartney last year, he had just published a collection of new and old poetry, including lyrics which he wrote during the Beatle years, called Blackbird Singing.
I'd like you to read a poem from your collection, and this one's called Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dedicated to your friend, your late friend, Ivan Vaughan. Who was he?
Well, Ivan Vaughan was one of my best friends at school, who was born on exactly the same day as I was in Liverpool. And he was a really lovely man. He turned out to be a classic scholar. He went to Cambridge to study Greek and Latin. And the other important thing was that he actually introduced me one day to John Lennon, because he was very good friends with John, part of John's crowd. And Ivan said to me, come along to this village fair that was in the village of Woolton, where John and Ivan lived. And he said, why don't you come along? It'll be quite a bit of fun, you know. He said, and my friend's playing in one of the bands. So I arrived there and saw John, and so I was introduced. So it was Ivan actually introduced me to him. And so we knew each other for a long time and had a sort of mad sense of humour. So some of the references in the poem, there's a little line goes, Cranlock Naval, Cranlock Pie. That'd be the kind of thing Ivan would say and wouldn't explain it, because that was his sense of humour. So he was a lovely friend of mine, and he actually contracted Parkinson's disease at a very early age, in his 30s, which was quite unusual. And because he was so bright, a very intelligent guy, he understood exactly what was going on, and he could keep up with all the research on it. So it was particularly sad that he died at an early age. So I then was moved to write a poem. And that really then started me on the path of writing the other poems that you find enclosed in this poetry book.
Why don't you read Ivan for us?
Okay. Ivan. Two doors open on the 18th of June. Two babies born on the same day in Liverpool. One was Ivan, the other me. We met in adolescence and did the deeds they dared us do. Jive with Ive, the ace on the base. He introduced to me at Woolton Fate a pal or two. And so we did. A classic scholar he, a rocking roller me. As firm as friends could be. Cranlock Naval, Cranlock Pie. A tear is rolling down my eye on the 16th of August, 1993. One door closed. Bye-bye, Ivy.
So your friend Ivan introduced you to John Lennon. Do you remember what the band was playing the first time you heard John with the band The Quarrymen?
Yeah, they were. They had a repertoire of kind of folksy, sort of bluesy things, mixed with early rock and roll. And John and the band were playing a thing called Come Go With Me, which was a record for a group called the Del Vikings. It was an early rock and roll record. But John obviously didn't have the record, and he probably heard it a few times on radio. And being so musical, he just picked it up. And so he was doing a version of it. But what impressed me was, even though he didn't know the words, he would make them up, and he'd steal words from sort of blues songs. So instead of the real words, which I don't know, but he was singing, come go with me down to the penitentiary, which was more off Big Bill Brunsey or somebody, you know. But I thought, you know, that's inventive, that's ingenious. So I warmed to him immediately hearing that.
And how were you invited to play with the band?
Well, they were doing two sets. There was one in the afternoon when I first of all saw them, which was outdoors. And then there was to be one in the evening. And meantime, they had all this time to fill. So they went into the village hall where the evening gig was to be. And they were sitting around. And with all this time on their hands, John, who was 1.5 years old,